I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. We're in search of Komodo dragons for our GeoQuiz today. Australian scientists have a new explanation for how they kill their prey. But for our GeoQuiz, we're looking for the island where these poisonous lizards live. And to help us with that, someone who's actually stepped onto the island, Paulette Mitchell, a freelance writer and world traveler. Where did you encounter these amazing lizards?
On Komodo Island, Indonesia.
Right, the Komodo dragon from Komodo Island, Indonesia. Okay, so tell us about wandering around the island. I mean, what precautions do you have to take, and how close did you kind of dare get up to these Komodo dragons?
Well, I understand there was a time when visitors were allowed to wander freely on the island, but that's no longer the case. You must be accompanied by one of the Indonesian guides. The guides are armed with very primitive weapons to protect you, so to speak, from the dragons. They have sticks that are about 8 feet long with pointed forked ends, and we were instructed to stay behind the row of these guides when we reached the area where several of the dragons were resting in the sun after they'd had their morning feast of a baby pig or something along those lines.
So we were
probably within 10 feet of the dragons. They were sort of just lounging in the sun, and it's very hot and humid there, and I think they were just sort of resting, and we gathered around them to take pictures, but they weren't moving much at that point.
You say at that point, did they start moving?
Well, one of the dragons began to sort of slowly creep toward our group, and one of the guides who had one of these sticks sort of prodded him at the neck area to encourage him to return away from the crowd, more toward the riverbed area. I guess they don't like being poked with the sticks, and he started returning to the center of the area. But then I think he just had had enough and wanted to get away, and that's when, honestly, he turned on a dime and started running toward us.
And then what?
Well, we were told it's best to just stand still if they're coming toward you, which I did for a split second, but then your instincts take over, and it seemed the best thing to get out of the way. So that's when I turned and started running. The dragon was in pursuit of me.
Well, you're here, so somehow you survived.
It started running down the path. They told us they run about 12 miles an hour, so this was all took place within truly a matter of seconds. I turned off the path and started running through some brush, and unfortunately, my right foot caught on a branch, and I fell flat on my face.
Oh, my gosh.
And another of the group was running right behind me. He also tripped on the same branch and landed on top of me, but at the time, I thought it might have been the dragon, so I screamed, thinking, oh, why me? Why has this happened? And then I looked over to the right, and the dragon ran right past us within about a foot, and he continued in a different direction at that point. But we really had a very close encounter.
Wow, so
I think we were lucky he wasn't hungry.
Maybe he heard they were giving away baby pigs on the other side of the island.
You never know.
Right.
One other thing that I should mention is that they are cannibalistic, and the babies are fearful of the adults, and so the babies live in trees. So after this incident occurred, I stayed really close to one of the guides, thinking there are dragons up in the trees above me, and they may come along the path. I wanted to be next to one of those guys with a pointed stick from that point forward.
Paulette Mitchell survived a visit to Komodo Island, the answer to our GeoQuiz, and also the home to the world-famous Komodo dragon. Thank you very much, Paulette.
Thank you, Marco.